And a special, special, super over-the-top special thanks to our children's choir. They were excellent. Every one of them were amazing. Boy, what a great sound that came out of children's choir. Usually when you hear a children's choir, you don't hear a great sound, but they look cute. But this was both, okay? So thank you so much, kids. We appreciate it. My God. That's the don't despise the days of small beginnings. That's the beginning of something great. So I want to just take a moment, and because we are going to make a transition in the service for a few moments, but I did want to welcome everybody. If you are a guest and you've never been here before, just put your hand up and wave it. Just wave your hand if you're a guest right over here, a couple of people here. There's an usher that's really close to you. We'd love to just pass you a welcome packet, and thank you for receiving that from an usher in your aisle. And also, if you would kindly just fill the guest card out as we give you our announcements. And you could put that in the guest card right in the offering when we receive our church offering in a moment. But thank you for joining us. Let me give you just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, I wanted to make an announcement on behalf of the student ministry that the t-shirts and the hoodies are available to pick up in the lobby. There'll be two tables in the lobby on the far right, and that will be one of the tables. Please pick that up today. And also, there's a second table, and we made mention of it last week, and we have three sign-up sheets at the second table. I was really surprised. We had almost 50 people sign up on these sign-up sheets last week. And let me explain to you the sheets. There's three sheets for sign-ups for you to participate. The first one is in the building renovation project. If you would like to contribute your time, your craft, your skill, your trade, if you're a carpenter, an electrician, a mason, an iron worker, I mean, any type of trade that you have, we possibly could use your help in completing the project. So if you would let us know that you're here and also you're available to donate some of your time for the completion of the project, we'd appreciate that. We've had a lot of volunteers coming in over the past week. And like I said, a whole bunch of people signed up. But we want to make sure you get an opportunity to be part of something great as well. So please sign up on that building project. So not only if you have skills in a trade, but also if you just want to give a helping hand in helping to clean, lug the debris out into the dumpster. We had a bunch of people here over the weekend, cleaning the sanctuary. And actually they were here visiting a family friend from the Bahamas. And they had just arrived, and they were here cleaning our sanctuary, this family. And we just so appreciate them. Give them a hand. What a blessing that was. I was taken back. I had to ask that question two or three times. But people are volunteering, and boy, this sanctuary was so grimy and dusty from all of the grinding of the cement floors that all the seats had to be wiped down and really clean from top to bottom, this sanctuary. So if you just want to be part of a cleaning crew and just helping us at an odds and ends to get things done, we'd appreciate that. We got a lot of work. We're going to hit it really hard this week. We're going to be taking down the ceiling grid and having an open concept ceiling. And there's just a lot of great things going on. It's going to happen very quickly now from this point going forward. The second sign-up sheet, so that's building project. Second sign-up will be professional services. Professional services, we just want to get an idea of who's in the body that might want to offer their professional services to help the body of Christ. Not a huge demand we wouldn't place on you, but we might need to tap you on the shoulder. But we have to know where our resources are and who they are. Professional services, let me throw out a couple. IT, any type of computer services, professional counseling, social workers, administration, and there's a whole bunch of other professional services. We're not talking about if you like these areas and they interest you or you dabble around in them, but you have a real profession in these areas. It'd be great to know that you're here, but more importantly, that you're here and you would not mind in the future going into 2018. If we had a need, we would give you a call, get your advice, or even get you to participate in something that we're being involved in. So thank you for up for professional service. We did have a bunch of people sign up last week. Last one is the ministry service team. If you're part of the body here as an attender or member and you want to engage in meaningful service somewhere in the body, We'd appreciate you letting us know. Sign up under MST. The paper will be out there. Somebody will be manning the table. Betsy, you around here, Betsy? I know she's around here somewhere. Okay, she's back there. She's just mixed in the crowd. But Betsy will be at the table. And for ministry service team, let us know if you're interested going into 2018 where you can make a contribution. We'll help to lead you, guide you, direct you into a place of meaningful service for you in this new year. But thank you so much for paying attention to that. The last one is January 19th. Where's all the ladies? Let's give our ladies a hand in the house at NBCC because January 19th is your night, ladies' night here at the church. The lobby will be fully renovated, ready to go, and the ladies are preparing something really great for you to come and join. It's not going to cost you anything. We're not charging you, and that's an unusual thing that we wouldn't charge for a men's gathering or a special night like that. But we do want you to bring somebody along with you. It'll be January 19th. There's going to be special music. There's going to be a lot of great things and incredible, incredible giveaways will be given away and raffled off at Ladies' Night. So we're excited about that. January 19th, mark it down in the sanctuary. One more time, give the ladies a hand. Okay, so that's it for my announcements, I believe. And we're going to go ahead and just receive the offering right now. And then we'll switch gears. If you need an envelope for your giving, you could slip up your hand. Let us pass you an offering. You could pull out your smartphone if you're giving by the NBCC Church app. By the way, everybody download the church app, even if you're a guest and you've never been here before. If you ever want to listen to any of our messages, you could do that on the church app, New Beginnings Community Church. You could download it on your Android, your any smartphone that you have, your Apple phone. Download the church app. You could do a lot of other things. You could even give an offering like many people are doing in this very moment, giving right through the church app. And so we just want to take a moment. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for supporting the body of Christ. And I want to remind you of the greatest gift that was ever given. What a gift. In fact, the Bible calls it an unspeakable gift in 2 Corinthians. When God gave his son, he gave us the unspeakable gift. And God gave us his best. He gave us his first. And God giving his son to die for us, coming, live among us and die for us, is the greatest expression of sacrifice and generosity. And that just gives us an example of the nature of God, that God is a very benevolent, generous God. And he does want us to reflect that nature. So let's take this moment during this offering and really reflect the nature of God. Remember how giving he is to you. He's given you so much, including eternal life. And we just want to respond in this offering. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the great gift that you've given us, the gift of your Son and eternal life. For all of eternity, Lord, we'll be thanking you for this gift. We take this moment to express our gratitude, our thanks. We sow this seed. We honor you with our offering. And Lord, in some way, we can respond back to your generosity. And we thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ. We thank you that we could sow seed for the work of the ministry and that this seed will even produce and come back into our lives, that you would bless us in return. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go ahead and receive that. Thank you.
Silent on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. The mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. The mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
Okay, one more time. Give the Lord a hand. Okay, I did miss an announcement regarding the professional services, and this is real important. It's the whole creative area. If you are talented and created, and also let me name some of the areas. Lighting. We have a whole really advanced lighting system that we could use some help. If that is something that you're skilled at, please let us know. Also, the sound ministry is also, it's a digital ministry. It's such a critical, important. I mean, the sound man is like the pitcher on a baseball team. I mean, you know, the pitcher, they win the game, the pitcher gets praised. They lose the game, the pitcher gets dumped. So, I mean, the sound man is critically important. We need sound technicians and people to work the sound. So lights and sound. And also, graphic design is very important as well. So I kind of miss these creative elements. Graphic design. Not if you dabble around in it, but you're trained in graphic design. You are a professional in graphic design. We're looking for you, okay, in 2018. Let us know. Also, stage design in special events. If you could build stages, you're good with scenery, and you have that creative gift, we could use you, dearly use you. So let's give those people a hand in advance for letting us know that you are out there. Really, last week, I was surprised. I'm like, really? We have these people in our church? Like, you would never know. And you remember I preached the message 2 weeks ago, and I said, the miracle is in the house. Thing is, the miracle and the resources are there. We just haven't, the resources haven't been released in many times in many different ways. But the miracle is always in the house. The resources God has planted among us. So if you are a resource, we want to know that you're here and that you're willing to engage in meaningful service in 2018, okay? So let's go ahead and switch gears a little bit, because I'm not going to preach a typical message, although I am going to share some things as we segue and transition into the candlelight portion of this service. Now, again, I want to talk a little bit about Christmas and what it is, maybe not in such a traditional way, but I want to share some things. Obviously, it's a celebration of the birth of Christ. The Christ child coming into our world. And that is what Christmas is all about. And we remember Christmas. If there is one word that I could use to bring to you today that would encapsulate the Christmas message, it's the word epiphany. The word epiphany. The word epiphany means a great moment of revelation. Of revelation. It's an explosion of blazing light that dispels the order of darkness, ambiguity, and uncertainty. Everybody say epiphany. Epiphany. That's what Christmas is all about. A great blast of light coming into a realm of darkness, an order of darkness. So Christmas is an epiphany, an explosion of light coming into the world. When Christ was born, there was an epiphany. There was a blaze of light disrupting the order of darkness. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 2, the prophet prophesies of the advent of Christ. In fact, he prophesied this 500 years before the Christ child was born in Bethlehem. It was a prediction, we say a prophecy. And here's what the prophet said: the people who walk in darkness, they will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will burst forth, or a light will shine. So Isaiah was prophesying 500 years before the birth of Christ of an epiphany, the breaking forth of a light that shines in deep darkness. Now, the deep darkness that the prophet is talking about, it represents the spiritual state of the entire human race. He doesn't just say darkness. He says they walk in darkness, but they live in the land of gross or deep darkness. He's not talking about physical darkness. He's talking about spiritual darkness. Man is blind in this darkness. He is lost. He is helpless. He's hopeless. And so he's prophesying during a time when this blazing light would come into this gross, deep, darkened state of humanity. Do you know Jesus was born at the perfect time? He was born during what the Bible or theologians call the silent years. The silent years meant that there was a gap of silence where God was not speaking through any prophets. It was silent because nobody knew the voice of God. Nobody heard the voice of God. Nobody declared the voice of God for 400 years. Malachi, the last Old Testament prophet, closes his prophetic book. And he says that there's going to come a day that Elijah will come. Remember, he said he'll turn the hearts of the father to the children, to the children to the father, before that great and terrible day of the Lord. So Malachi abruptly ends his prophetic writing with prophesying that an Elijah one day would come. Not Elijah who was already there and died, but he was talking about a different one that would proclaim, a different one that would come and make way for the Messiah. And so from Malachi, 400 years, it was silent. That means it was dark. There was no prophetic words. There was no prophet speaking for 400 years. And after 400 years, the silence was broken. And God began to speak through Elijah. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And then the child, Jesus, was birthed, and the blazing light came into that gross darkness. And so when I think about this explosion of light, I think about that famous Christmas hymn. And there's one sentence in this Christmas hymn: O come, Emmanuel. And here's the sentence, and I just read it this morning. I thought of this song. And here's the sentence of the hymn: oh, come thou, day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. And so, O come, Emmanuel's a song about Messiah coming, being birthed into our world of darkness, and he disperses the cloudy, gloomy clouds, and he puts to flight the depths of dark shadows. The epiphany, the Messiah is born. John chapter 1 and verse 3. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. Look at the next part of the verse. The life light blazed out of the darkness. He's talking about Christ. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. One translation says the darkness could not comprehend it. It could not put out the light life that was blazing into the darkness. So the epiphany is that the creator of the universe, he comes to us in human form, yet he's not just mere human. He's God in the flesh. I want you to think about that. God in the flesh, we call this the incarnation. God takes upon himself flesh. How could it be? Like, your mind can't even fathom that. God confines himself, the limitless God confines himself to human flesh. And so the incarnation speaks about the humiliation of this God, the condescending of this divine creator who comes into our material world, and he becomes a man to serve and then to ultimately become a ransom for us and dies for us. Remember, Jesus said that the Son of Man doesn't come to be served. He says, but I've come to serve and then to give my life a ransom for many. So think about this God, this true and this living God who would condescend, humiliation, stoop down from Godhood to become a man. And see, when I was thinking about this, I thought about the ancient gods of Greek mythology. The true and living God is uniquely different from the so-called gods of ancient history, the gods. You see, the gods of Greek mythology would never condescend, ever. The gods would never come to us. The gods of Greek mythology, they are aloof. They're untouchable deities of power with no interest of connecting with mere mortals. Come on now, some of you have studied them in college. They were gods that can only be appeased, but they could never be pleased. There was never a Greek god in Greek mythology that loved creation or that sought out a relationship with the mortals. There has never been an ancient god that would set aside his deity or benefits or privileges of his deity and actually become one of us, become a human to serve and ultimately die for us. You see, you can never find the Christmas story in Greek mythology. Jesus, our God, is antithetical to the Greek gods. And so Isaiah gives him a name, this Messiah, this great and blazing light, and calls him Emmanuel. The blaze of light is with us. In John 8 and 12, Jesus said this. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have a life filled with light and will never live in the dark. I want you to look at that again real quick. Look, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He's the blazing light that came into the world. And then he takes it a step further. And he brings it to you on a personal level. Now he's talking to you as an individual. Whoever will follow me, he says. Whoever will follow me will have a life filled with light and will never walk in darkness. So I want you to look at the different dimensions of the epiphany. The first epiphany is that the blazing light comes into the dark, spiritually dead world. The second working of the epiphany is those who believe in him, life light will come into you and you will never walk in darkness, or the darkness will be dispelled. But there's another working of the Epiphany, and just follow me because we're almost done. The third working of the Epiphany is that there would be a continual shining of a light, divine light, working on the inside of you as you grow and mature and journey in your relationship with God. The first Epiphany, he comes into a dark world. The second Epiphany, he comes into your life when you follow him, and you'll never walk in darkness. The third working of this light is that there must be a continual Epiphany. And this continual Epiphany is places in your life that God wants to deliver you from. He wants to heal you. He wants to transform you. He wants to continually shine his light in the deepest places of your soul. He wants to illuminate the dark places of your mind. He wants to transform the shadows of your personality. He wants to heal the wounded and broken places of your life. This happens with the blaze of light that came into you that gave you eternal life. God wants to do something in your life. He doesn't just want you to get saved. He doesn't just want your spiritual eyes to be open. He wants his blaze of light to transform every dark and shadow, dark place and shadow of your existence. What a prayer for us for 2018, God. Transform us this year. Lord, we don't want to turn from this blaze of light. We don't want to ignore the blaze of light. Illuminate us, God. Manifest your light in every dark place. Investigate me, oh God. Investigate me with your light, oh God. And change those shadows, those dark places into light. I want you to look Daniel chapter 2. He makes his known his secret. And hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness. Light spills out of him. Light spills out of him. So God's plan is for each of us, not only as what Jesus said, to be filled with light. Let me take you through it. Light comes into the world. Light comes into your life as an individual. Light continues on the inside of you, healing you, delivering you, transforming you. The last part of the working of this light is that God wants this light to now spill out of you into this dark world that we live in. And let me show you how Jesus put it in Matthew 5. Now he says, you're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Here, you're a light. You're a light, he says to this world. When Jesus gives us this verse, he's talking about the one and the many. You are a light. You're a light. You're a light. But then he's talking about we're a city on a hill. He's talking about one individual, but together we become a city on a hill. We become the lights on top of a hill, a city that cannot be hid. He's talking about in the world that we live in, we become the light. You are a light in this world. He wants you to be a light in this world. He wants us corporately to be a city. God is raising up the city of God to bring light into the entire world, into our culture, into every corner of the earth. We, the church, are the city on a hill. And so what we're going to do is together we're going to do the candle ceremony or the candle part of the service. And I want you to remember that every light that is going to be lit in this place is going to begin with one light. And that's the great light, the blazing light. I want you to get your candles and stand to your feet, please, for a moment. We can't shut the lights off 100% but you can dim them down now to where we need to have them. Because we have candles on stage in the beautiful Christmas trees. But I want you to notice something, that it doesn't matter how dark and thick the darkness is. When the light is lit, it dispels the darkness. And this is what Jesus was talking about. You're an individual light. But watch what happens. We become, watch how the one light, watch how the individual lights become the city in this place. And we're going to sing three Christmas hymns together as we light these candles. But we're going to begin on that side, the first light. Now, go ahead and light it.
Chelsea's day. Gloria in a Chelsea's day. Chelsea's day, oh, Gloria, in that Chelsea's day. Chelsea's day, Gloria, in that Chelsea's day, Gloria. In that Chelsea's day, oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Praise the Lord. Oh, come nightly faithful. We honor your hand. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Praise the Lord. Oh, come, let it fall.
No clapping yet. Don't get crazy. No clapping. We're going to get a little lights on here. And we're going to blow out our candles. And then we're going to clap. One, two, three. Blow those candles out. Come on. We want to give a thanks one more time to our musicians and singers. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. And our children, come on now. All the kids who were part of this, God bless you, children. Let God nurture your gift. And Merry, Merry Christmas. Next Sunday is our New Year's Eve service, and it's going to be a special prophetic service. We're excited to have it. Bring somebody along with you. We will see you 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock next Sunday, and have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. God bless you. God bless you.